Hey, it's Richie and Wes.
He's Richie.
And he's Wes.
And this is our show.
Okay, microphone is securely clipped in place this week.
Okay, it's not going to pop off anymore.
I wore a much looser shirt. Last week, a flex of my pectorals popped off my microphone. So.
You're the Hulk over here.
Shirt was a little too tight.
Yeah, I love it. Happy anniversary!
400 episodes.
That's insane. How we find new shit to talk about? Well, I would say I don't know, but people are shitstorms, so it makes it very, very easy to find things to talk about week to week.
All we have to do is pop open social media.
Yep, and then bam, we have a show.
Yes, yeah, so we are celebrating our 400 episodes this week with a very special episode of our usual ramble and shadiness, and
that's it. Yeah, you're not getting any special guest stars from previous episodes or any reunions or no.
Don't expect us to get our shit together for this episode.
We don't even have champagne. We're still drinking our normal shitty wine that we drink every single week.
Exactly.
But it's still very tasty, so.
Barely keep my microphone clipped in. Wow. Gracious. Well, can we start off with something totally wild? You know I love a good documentary. All the better when it's something totally depraved and really fucked up. Netflix has a new show called The Program.
Okay.
Which is a documentary.
Not where I thought this was going to go, but okay.
It's a documentary by one of the girls who actually was held at this place called Ivy Ridge.
Oh my gosh, yes, I know what you're talking about. Uh-huh.
That's one of those schools for troubled teens,
yes,
where they literally abducted children, mm-hmm, out of their homes.
I did see this. I held them against their will,
did all sorts of weird, fucked up...
Oh yeah, it was crazy.
...mental shit to them and physical stuff. And of course, there's physical abuse, sexual abuse, yeah, all kinds of bullshit that went on. One of the schools, I think it was Provo Canyon or something. That's where Paris Hilton was at.
Yes.
For 11 months.
Uh-huh.
I didn't realize she was there for that long.
Yes.
So this show is so fucked up, but what is actually really wild about it is the whole thing is done by someone who was there, and this is kind of like, mm-hmm, her therapy and her way of getting through this shit. And so they go back to Ivy Ridge, where many people have gone back apparently and graffitied it, because it's like, we remember,
oh, good,
what it did to us.
Good for them.
It's crazy. I don't know how much was done just for the documentary, but they also found records and video surveillance of all the happenings,
what,
that they told people, and no one would believe them. Everyone was like,
holy,
oh,
shit,
you're a troubled teen. You're making,
I didn't
this
finish
stuff
it.
Up.
Oh my God. What?
Yes. They have video of kids getting beat down. They have video of the riot that took place. They have video of, they found it all.
Holy fucking shit.
Yeah. So it gets really wild. And, you know, I can't say it like most documentaries, it doesn't have like the happiest ending, but to be able to at least to see some people, like the way they actually get to be able to be like, yeah, fuck this place.
Yeah.
Like some of them are actually, even while they're there, they're shaky just being there.
That's like, well, that's fucking facing your trauma head on.
Mm-hmm. And they're like, well, you know what? You can walk out now. You can leave.
Right.
Now.
Good.
And that, I think, really, like, those were the parts where it was like, really empowering to,
yeah,
watch, where you could see they were letting some of those demons go, but also just some of the bizarro fucking shit they made them do. Like the thing they made them do were like palms up, palms down, palms together,
oh, yeah,
palms apart. What?
Yeah, so then keeping them
for hours.
Yeah, so keeping them literally basically on the brink of fucking death, starving them and oof.
Like, I had heard, obviously, the whole Paris Hilton thing, that some things had happened at this particular,
yeah,
place. But this goes into very, very, very graphic detail about all...
Putting them against each other as well?
Yes. Because
for food and water rations?
Telling,
like,
each other and doing all this
nuts.
Kind of
oof.
Wow.
Oh my God. Did we talk about Bruno Mars last week or no?
Bruno Mars?
Yeah.
No.
Okay, I didn't think so. Okay. I always forget because so many things happen after the show.
Oh, I know.
And then by the time the show, we go to record it, I feel like it's old because it has been a week. But, okay, well, Bruno Mars owes MGM some money to the tune of $50 million in gambling debt.
What?
Yeah. I mean, he did sing I Want to Be a Billionaire so fucking bad. But, oh, yes. So, that's a thing. But he has had a contract with them since 2016, and he makes $1.2 million a night with them, totally $90 million a year. And that's just with them. That's not including his residuals for all the songs that he writes for everyone and all his record sales. And
Jesus Christ, why is he so rich?
Right. He's extremely popular. Yeah.
Is he?
He is. And he writes everyone's songs, too. He is, yes. Bruno Mars is a huge reach. He's not in mine either, but yeah. He's extremely popular. So I guess MGM came out today.
Okay, so he's making all this money. He's obviously gambling a lot. How does that turn into a debt with...
I'm going to guess they give him some type of a credit card situation that he can gamble with inside the casino. And then they can probably deduct it, or he'll pay it, and he hasn't paid it.
Okay. So is this like his account?
Yes.
Okay. Well, I guess, yeah, obviously you're a high roller at that point.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Yeah.
Yeah.
Just like...
No, you're like, what do you want?
Like, the normal person equivalent is like, if you don't have the money,
then you're
you
not
don't
gambling
get to gamble.
Yeah.
So, like, I don't know. Uh-huh. Wow. Okay.
Yeah, but MGM came out today saying that, oh, no, we're all... Yeah, I'm sure you're all good. He's still under contract with y'all. You're going to get your money somehow. Especially if he's making that much money a year, please.
Yeah.
That's just cutting the salary in half, which is just like...
What do they call that?
Garnish the wages?
Garnish your wages. Which, by the way, do you know they can take up to 20% of your check if they garnish your wages?
Uh-huh.
That's a lot.
That's a lot. It's a fourth of your fucking paycheck.
That's a lot of money.
Yes. A shit ton.
That's why you send them a penny a week.
Right, literally. Pay something. Just something. But yeah, how fucking nuts is that, though?
I mean, I could see it, though. Like, you're there.
Yeah.
Every night.
Yep.
It's.
And he has had his issues with, you know, substances before. Mm. Oddly enough, in Vegas, getting caught with cocaine.
Shocker.
And sources have said that he'll... get out of a show and he'll go straight to the floor and he'll drink and do a bunch of blow and then barely sleep and then do it all over again the next night. So, I mean...
He's living the life.
Yes, he is. Bless his heart, literally.
Mm-hmm. Bruno, take it easy. People love you.
Mm-hmm.
Calm down. Step back. Pay off your gambling debt.
Yes.
Take your millions.
And maybe get out of Vegas.
Yeah, find some sobriety, dude. Come on. Speaking of sobriety, the creators of the Pooniverse.
I have this on next!
Are not on the wagon in any way. How else would you come up with the Pooniverse Monsters Assemble? Yes. So they came out a year ago, 2 years ago, with the Winnie the Pooh horror movie.
Yeah, the Blood and Honey, and now...
Because the original IP is old enough where you can do whatever you want with it, blah, blah. So
and now the sequel's just about to come out, too, this year.
And they're taking all these other characters, like Tinkerbell.
Yes, Bambi. Bambi's Revenge. This is so silly, but like I'm probably just going to watch it when I'm like drunk one night just for the hell of it. It's got to be... Sharknado levels of horrible / hilarious.
Honestly, I'm all for it because it is just the type of...
Complete,
over the top, lunacy.
And there is that niche in horror.
Let's people, let's make sure they never worked for Nickelodeon.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just love that. I don't even care if they're good movies. I don't care.
People
should be able to have
It's one of those
fun.
Things that you can just watch and it's going to be so horrible that you're still going to be entertained.
Just enjoy
yourself. It's not going to be boring, you know that
much. No, not only watching it, but I'm sure making it and creating it. I mean, like I said, I want to know what the fuck they were on when they
came
up with this whole thing because it must have been a combination of something.
Something that Bruno Mars was probably on when he was gambling $50 million away in Vegas. Just saying. Oh my goodness.
Oh, I love it. What would you do if you could take like any old thing, kind of redo it or like...
Oh my god, I wasn't prepped for this question. I mean, Pinocchio has already fucking been done and that's already scary shit as it is. So is Dumbo. Oof. I don't know, actually. Probably Care Bears.
Care Bears?
That yeah, just make them all evil. And just fucking up shit. Instead of a Care Bear stare, it's a Care Bear glare. And they're just fucking shit up left and right.
What about, like, Popeye, but he's a pirate?
Ooh, that's a good one.
Mm-hmm. And so mm-hmm. he just like fucks people. He gets like all high on
speech. Yes. And,
like, fucks people up. They're like, oh no, Popeye's
coming. Oh my god.
You just hear the toot toot of his corncob pipe.
That'd be a good one.
Terrifying.
Dennis the Menace, but actually being a menace and killing people in the neighborhood. That'd be a good one.
That would be really good, actually. Right? Because he actually could just who's the neighbor guy?
Oh my god, what is his name?
So he could just pull a full-on misery with that dude.
Fuck like, yeah.
Yeah, that would be good, actually.
Right? Did really I just come up with the whole concept right now?
Don't tell the makers of Pooniverse.
Right.
We need to create this on
our own. We will sue you. Or at least have us involved in somehow and pay us.
Oh my god. Speaking of getting sued, more people need to get sued for non-consensual videos posted on social media.
Oh my god.
This one's just popping up. I'm sure you've probably seen it by now. The girl who went to Target and bent over
yes!
that guy and then claimed
and then
she
tried to clap
was
back.
Being sexually assaulted.
Please.
And that, you know, it's the internet, so it goes on and on and on. She claims after this video that she was sexually assaulted because someone looked at her ass when she bent over and showed him her whole ass.
This gay man, mind you.
Yes. So then people are thinking he's a pervert and they start recognizing from this video. So he makes the video saying what happened from his perspective is this random ass person came in and showed him her ass. And then she had a video out saying you should be thankful for the views that you get.
And for her and for him to go out and get his money and shut up. It's like, girl, he is getting his money. He's working.
Yeah, he's at Target.
You're the one that's working, trying to promote your OnlyFans, basically begging for money. Maybe your priority is a little bit fucked up.
So then he did a video in reply to her replying. It goes on and on and on. And more power to him because... Can you imagine waking up and you go out and people are like, oh, you're that...
Right?
Sexual assault guy from Target.
And it's like, what?
Right? Although clearly on the video, she is the one doing all of the things.
He's working.
He's just standing there. His eyes do shift over, but what are you...
It's out of shock and horror, not out of fucking lust. Oh, God.
And what is that? Oh, I gave you clout?
Right?
What the fuck is going
to... Oh, my God.
What is clout doing for me? It's not putting food on my table.
I have someone on Twitter that I'm about to unfollow. It is someone that lives here in LA. It is someone that I, in hindsight, mistakenly gave my number. Because it's like, okay, I like my mutuals here in LA. You know, I've become really good friends with some of them as well. Some just was off with this one. And lately... This guy needs to get off of the internet for probably a good couple of weeks and, I don't know, find himself. Because it's like, he's hit me up, asking me how I get so many of my tweets to go viral. I don't even know how many followers I have half the time. I don't look at the likes on things half the time unless I don't even have notifications on for my social media.
Yeah.
I pop on, I'm like, oh, okay, well, this is getting traction, whatever. Or I'll get a bunch of, you know, the sidebar where I'm like, oh shit, okay, well, this is really getting traction, like, whatever. I'm like, I don't know, like, maybe grow a personality and, I don't know, be genuinely funny. Not only that, but he posted this story a week ago about, and this is another thing that I'm so tired of seeing, fucking a screenshot of a Grindr conversation he had with this guy. And it got, like, 350, like, 1,000 views or something like that, or I don't know, or likes, I don't know, it went viral. And people were kind of calling out, being like, dude, like, why are you posting your fucking conversations? Like, this is, like, stop. And then, so he claimed he deleted it because he was getting bullied. He uploaded the same fucking story and screenshots yesterday, and everyone started, including myself, just started calling him out for it. Then today, he tweets... another tweet gone viral with 3.5 million views, just like the last one, but another week of not having 3.5 followers yet. And I just posted, a GIF, and I just said, it was from some show, and it said, why are you always focused on the most uninteresting and unimportant things in life?
Truly. What is it getting you?
Like, literally.
Sure, I get it. If you actually become to influencer level and people are paying you for your posts and you're making money, yes, there are TikTokers who make $50,000 a month.
Yes.
Got it. But if you watch those TikTokers, they don't talk about, at least most of the ones that I watch, the ones that I like, they're not talking about, they might celebrate a new number or appreciate their fans or whatever, but they're not talking about like, well, now that I went viral or
right.
Like they're talking about the content.
Like not only that, but like
the
clearly
things that they're passionate about and sharing with their audience. And that's why
they have an actual personality, which this person clearly is lacking. And he even put, I think we're just going to go to TikTok where people aren't really that mean over there, blah, 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 blah. And I'm like, you don't have a personality. Your whole shtick on Twitter is tweeting random shit in hopes that it gets that some kind of engagement, traction. Be it good or bad. That's not going to translate over to a video platform, sweetheart. You have to be engaging, entertaining, have somewhat of a personality.
Or something. Even the meme accounts and stuff like that. They're creating content. Sure, they're not doing videos and stuff, but they're coming up with a joke, coming up with a gag. Maybe they're doing a little Photoshop of some images, what have you. Like, they're at least showing what their sense of humor is, rather than just trying to get hits or, I don't know, I just feel like...
It's just so desperate and thirsty, and just my mind just doesn't wrap itself around caring about those types of things whatsoever. I just don't care.
I used to care when I thought it mattered or would translate to
into something
more for me. And what the difference is, like, rather than being like an influencer type who posts videos about the thing that I do, I do the thing that I do. I'm onboarding 3 new clients this week.
Yeah.
I'm going to Mexico for a month to work at a top-rated health resort.
Exactly.
I'm doing the things. Posting videos about it is great and fun, and I still do it, of course. That's how, you know, sometimes I do get new clients from that. But the point of it is the thing that I am doing, not to try to, like, ooh, this video got X number of views, or, oh, this... Because if it reaches 1,000 people, but none of them care about working with me or... doing
then
something,
what's whatever, it for?
Then what point is it anyways?
Now, he even tweeted the other day, he was like, people are being so thirsty with likes on here. I'm like, oh my God, get off the fucking internet for a minute. Go outside. People take a walk.
Stop. Yeah.
Go meet some actual people.
Do you know what is a great, 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 great tip? Not only for...
delete your app. No, I'm kidding.
Or you can go right into your settings... and you can set time limits for every social media app that you have. Some of them I have set just to ask me if I want to take a break every 10 minutes. Some of them I have hard time periods for where it's like, your time limit is done for today.
That's it.
Close this app.
It's like a digital parent.
I do have the choice to ignore it if I'm really engaged in something, but... it's sort of like eating a potato chips, right? If you're eating them out of the bag, you're going to eat that whole bag. But if you pour yourself a little bowl, that's enough. And have that little bowl. So that's what I've done with all my social media, because I do find that I scroll quite a bit. You give me Frenchies and cats, I'll be scrolling all
the time.
Got to be a little more productive on there. But also just the idea that, like, being internet famous is anything. I think that's going to be the most disappointing thing of all to a lot of people who it doesn't become that. For every influencer that is making $50,000 a month, how many hundreds thousands are not getting 100 views for their videos? And that's okay. If you're doing it for fun, it's the same reason we do this fucking podcast every week. We don't do it because... I looked at our stats today just because we start publishing on Mondays versus Fridays. And the only reason I even looked was just to see if it made a difference.
Yeah.
And it really didn't. Other than that, I don't look at our stats.
It's just like, whatever.
Like, it's great that we're at 400. Yeah. It's like, amazing job. But we do it because we like doing it. We're having fun doing it.
Exactly. And like, then you have those people who are on TikTok that just make videos for the hell of it. And then all of a sudden, something does blow up. And
Anyone
after
listening
years,
who wants to legitimize this show and get us into some podcast network, believe we're down. We're all for it. We'll sell out in a minute. But I am not disappointed if, oh no, we only got 1,000 downloads. Oh, you know.
We could care less.
Yeah.
We're just here to entertain you guys and talk shit and drink wine.
We're just here for a good time. And so is Reba. who I love. You know,
oh, God.
Reba McEntire.
Is this the Taylor Swift situation?
It is, but also just okay. A Reba
appreciation segment. I love
moment
it.
Because
always there for that.
Yeah, she did clap back at the notion that she was somehow upset at Taylor Swift being at the Super Bowl and enjoying herself. But also, you're never going to get that from Reba.
No!
Reba...
She's a seasoned veteran.
Aside from... We all know this. Aside from, you know, yes, she's Southern, and yes, she has a deep sense of faith.
Yes.
Aside from kind of having that all out there,
mm-hmm.
She will not talk to you about politics.
Nope.
She will not talk to you about negatively about other artists.
She's like Christian Chenoweth.
You're not going to pull her into that
shit. Nope, you're not getting her caught in a bad day.
She is currently on The Voice and mm-hmm. living her best life and thriving.
Right, as she should be.
You think she's going to talk about Trump?
Please.
No. No. And honestly, even if she is a conservative mm-hmm. and Republican, I honestly...
Which I highly doubt she is.
I'm sure she's conservative, but there are plenty of conservative yes. people who aren't monsters and
no.
vote for the very worst.
I came across a Republicans Against Trump Twitter the other day, randomly. I was like, wait, this is a thing?
Yeah, doesn't mean you are a cruel, hateful no. person. And I also just think I'm just so over. I don't want to know who you're voting for.
Just
I don't. You don't got to tell me. You don't got to tell me. Go do it in the booth. It's you. It's a private situation. It's you. That little punch card and the pin. You figure that out for yourself. I don't want to hear about it anymore. I don't. I'm sick of it. I want to hear about what we're actually doing.
I'm just tired about that fucking man.
Well, there's that, too. But don't worry. Don't worry about that. He's up for RICO charges, girl.
Right? Like, come on.
One of the co-defendants in his case already had to plea and is now mm-hmm. working against him
yep.
to avoid jail time.
Come on.
So, no. But I do appreciate that about her. I think that we need to have more people who are just kind of above it.
Yeah.
And not going to... Not that I think people can't talk about those things if they're mm-hmm. passionate about those things, of course, but...
Also, sometimes people just aren't knowledgeable, and they should be speaking about things that they're not knowledgeable about.
Thank
rather
you.
That.
Also, why is it, like, Entertainment Tonight that's trying to right. get some political soundbite out of Reba or something?
This is not
like,
CNN.
Shut up. Yeah, really hate that clickbait bullshit, so... Good on Reba. You know, she's just a single mom.
Right. Working two jobs. She's a survivor. Oh my God, it's so okay. So, just side note, just to bump off of that. I think it's so okay. So, you know, I am the black one. If you're just tuning in, we have gotten mistaken before.
That's true.
Okay, so, and I'm here to culture y'all. So, there are certain white artists that black Twitter and the black community will go up hard against and for all the time. Top three: Kelly Clarkson, Reba McEntire,
yep.
and Britney Spears.
Yeah.
They have inserted themselves into our arms, and we will defend them like no other.
Mm-hmm.
We don't even, I know, sorry Madonna fans, I'm a Madonna fan myself, but Black Twitter has come to a collective that we don't realize why Britney's always been aligned with Madonna when she's clearly Janet Jackson's daughter. It just doesn't make any sense. She came out the gate being baby Janet.
She sure did.
I just what is. But, yeah, so I think that's just always funny. Whenever I see anything about Reba McEntire, it is all of Black Twitter, like, don't talk about our Auntie Reba.
Mm-hmm.
No. She's a working mom. That works two jobs. Never stops. Leave her out of this.
Because she is not trying to pull people
no.
down.
No. We will defend those three white ladies to the bitter end. So they have everyone's support.
Mm-hmm.
But oh my God, I have some fun nerdy stuff. I don't know if you've heard about it or not.
What?
Okay, well, one, I'm going to do a little bit of like fun facts that I found out. Okay, so X-Men 97 is coming out this week. Because of that, because Marcus, my boyfriend, and I are planning on watching, you know, the series, we've been watching the original animated series. So, which that's been fun. It's just fun to see old animated things and like the little glitches that you... noticed when you're an adult versus when you're a child, and
oh, completely.
Yeah. Some of the filler episodes, mind you, it was a very well thought out series. Don't get me wrong, but there are some filler episodes that are just like, "What the fuck is this villain?" There were two episodes where we're like, "Who are all these motherfucking people?" And they just like kind of named them off. And I'm like, we're like googling along, I mean, like, okay, who was this? Why are all these people? What is going on? But it's been a fun ride to revisit, you know, and get caught up because it's going to be a continuation, so it'll be fun.
Yeah.
But with all this, I did just some deep diving about how the animated series came to be, and it was not the first X-Men animated series. There was a pilot 4 years prior, actually.
What?
They used finances from what should have been an episode of RoboCop, the animated series, and they used those resources to do this X-Men pilot, and it just didn't go over well.
Mm.
Well, then, 4 years later, they decided to go at it again.
Yeah.
But Marvel was in such dire straits as far as financially going, because remember, Marvel is not Marvel then, like right. We know it now.
Right, right. Yeah, back then it was...
I mean, another fun fact, Blade the movie saved Marvel from complete bankruptcy. You want to talk about superhero movies?
What a great / terrible movie that is.
Right? I love Blade, but yes. God,
it's so good / bad. Side note, I used to hang out with Udo Kier.
Really?
Yes, because
that's random.
Was one of my neighbors.
That's hilarious.
When I lived in Silver Lake. And yeah, amazing personality.
I love it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so that's another fun fact. But yes, but the... Because Marvel was in such dire straits, they had Saban, who does Power Rangers and everything in the day. He was thriving at the time, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
Saban Entertainment took it on just for the distribution portion, I believe. They had another animation studio for super cheap, like over in Japan or something like that, doing the animation. Another company doing all the voices and whatnot.
The animation does look
But the
stiff.
First episode that aired on Fox Kids... The animation studio got it in right on the last day of the deadline. It was missing so many things, like backgrounds weren't filled in. Certain animations weren't filled in. It was bad to the point to where they almost sued the company because they kept doing this.
Oh, God.
As the series progressed, because it instantly just got really
right.
Flaws yeah. and all.
Yeah.
It took off. And they weren't hitting a deadline, so they almost got sued for not hitting their deadlines. And one episode had, I think, 50 unfinished frames, even after the initial one had aired.
Oh, my God.
And I guess they cleaned it all up now.
Yeah.
But I was like, holy shit. What a shitstorm. Just releasing...
Y'all think this is a shit show.
Right. Just releasing an unfinished cartoon, basically, just to air as a pilot for something yeah. that is... But, yep, it happened.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so people if you're in the LA area, it's going to be airing next week. Never
yeah.
mind. If you were in the LA area last week on Thursday after.
Maybe they'll do it again.
Yeah, you know. Yeah. But yeah, so that's going to be fun. Yeah, feel free to join. But also, they just announced that there's going to be a Teen Titans live action film. So I'm like,
okay.
Huh, yeah. It has been. It's still in pre-production.
It better be Nightwing instead of Robin, though. Swear to God.
They don't have a list of characters yet, but...
It's going to be Robin, I know.
It's probably going to be fucking Robin. Who are we talking about here? But yeah, but it also has a female director, so that's okay. fun. So that could be something cute. Yeah.
Very cute.
And I'd rather have a film than a series. I feel like TV series can go either... I don't know. I feel like just give me one good film of something that has a lot of thought and... Mm-hmm. And put into it. Series always have peaks and valleys, and the costuming is usually...
See, I like a series because it can grow, it can get better, it can, you know, maybe one thing you don't like, but then there's mm-hmm. something else that comes up. The Titans series, though, had a lot of flaws to it. Like, it was...
Yes.
It just really... I think a lot of it was just the overall creative direction.
Oh, yeah. Like... And they had a ton of filler episodes. Speaking of filler episodes,
they did. Plus,
it was all where's this going?
I don't like. What's his name? Greg something. I don't want to name names if they're not the right name. But
I think they.
Some people have been in the industry for a very long time, and I don't understand why. Because they're consistently, like, critically and commercially, always dunked on because it's not good, and yet. They get to be the creative directors
right.
and the senior producers of these shows, and it's like, is this how you got these eight? So who knows? Maybe under James Gunn, it'll be a bit different situation. Yeah. I can definitely see that being, yeah, because the DC animated stuff, all the Teen Titans stuff was so good.
Yes.
Young Justice, mm-hmm. that whole series was really good.
Yeah.
That series was really mm-hmm. good. So they just have yet to really...
Yeah, give me a film. Hit I'm it out good of the with park that.
For the
Let's movies, do a good.
I'm concerned, except for Wonder Woman.
Let's do a good only 2-hour film. Only first and foremost.
Sure.
Because I'm done with this whole trend of everything being 2.5 to 3 hours. No, I have not seen 1 3-hour film or 1 2.5-hour film that could not have benefited from shaving a good 30 to 45 minutes off of it. Even just in small things. Like, I don't need to see you punch a fucking computer screen for fucking 30 seconds. Why? That can be done while there's some dialogue going on. That is not needed to its own fucking shot. And I'm not even a film editor.
Yeah.
These are things that I'm noticing just as a casual moviegoer.
You're like, we get it. Like, why did it need to be there? You spell out every word.
No.
Yeah.
It's not significant. I don't care about an Easter egg about that. No, I don't care.
She actually did this.
Like, give me an Easter egg. If you're going to throw in some, like, old director's name, do it in a flash scene or something that's mm-hmm. fun to actually spot out. Like, I don't care about...
I'm also at the point where we've met all the heroes. We know them. Do not give me an origin story.
I don't need an origin story for anyone anymore.
I want to see the Teen Titans fully functioning as a team.
Yep. There's something, a building's blowing up, and they just show the fuck up, exactly. and they destroy something.
We can learn about the team dynamic as we go, create the characters as it happens.
There we go.
I just rewatched Mad Max Fury Road.
Uh-huh.
Talk about, like, breaking every rule of... Because literally within the first 3 minutes of that movie, it's a chase. You meet the characters as they go.
Bam.
For some reason, you know, it's mere survival, like pure survival. So you're kind of rooting for them so they can survive. But as you go, you learn more about them. As you go, you care about them more. As you go, their dynamic changes. They don't trust each other. Then they do. And I didn't need a whole backstory on all of them. I didn't need slow motion shit with the music.
No.
And stuff. Nope. Drop me right into it.
Yep.
Tell a good, compelling story. Let
That's
the characters
it.
Act as the characters.
Yep.
And I will either like them or not.
I love when a movie starts right ahead, the action's going, and they don't even have to refer to the people in dialogue. I love when there's like, someone's about to kick and it's freeze frame, title card, boom, character's name, bam. And then that's all I need to see. I don't need any kind of backstory.
Just get to it.
No origins. Mm-mm. None of that.
Full costumes from the get-go.
Yep. I don't care how they're made anymore.
Nope.
No one's done a good making a costume thing, I think, since Michelle Pfeiffer in Batman Returns to me.
I don't know. Iron Man was good.
Oh, that was good. Yes. Okay. Yep. I lied. Yep.
But again, we've seen all that. We've
yes.
All that. We've done all it's like, that.
Don't need it. It was well done in Black Panther because, you know, Shuri was the one making the costumes. Cool. Awesome. But they didn't spend that much time doing that either. That was a quick little montage of her doing that, and she's the smart one in the family. She makes the costumes, she tests them out, boom. Got some funny laughs out of it, and then bam, we're good.
Right, and also he was already Black Panther.
Exactly.
So part of it was learning about his culture and his backstory. Mm-hmm. That was all part of it. It wasn't we had to go through all of that before he was Black Panther. He was already Black Panther right from the beginning. So it worked.
They weren't showing her getting the fucking vibranium and stitching things together. It was like, nope, I make the suits, here they are, boom, funny gag, punch this, bam, it's gonna do this to you. Ha ha, we all got a laugh, and we moved on.
Perfect, yes.
Mm-hmm. Yep, I don't need origin stories, I hope they do this well. Get a good cast of characters, don't make the cast too big. Give me a core 6 people, that's all we need. All you need. Oh my god. Oh, one last thing for unofficial nerd news. We don't do that segment anymore. But I also, in my X-Men rabbit hole I was in, I found out an interesting thing about the character Toad, who is now a meme because that's the character that Halle Berry kills by lightning with that corny-ass line. what happens to a Toad when it gets struck by lightning? The same thing as everyone else. They actually, with him having such short amount of screen time, they increased his character's abilities that were not seen in the comics before. He's been around since the 60s. He, I guess, was just a henchman.
Yeah, he's been around for a long time.
But the tongue, they created that for the movie. That was never in the comics. Oh. Yeah. That was never in the comics whatsoever. Him being kind of a badass was never in the comics. He was always a clown. And that continued so much so that they changed it in the comics to mirror the character that they created for the movie.
So I never really saw him much in the comics, but I do remember, obviously, the movie, and then there was an animated series that he was featured in where they... That was later on.
Yeah.
Not the earlier version, but like much later on where, like, Rogue...
Yeah.
They were all teenagers.
Yeah, and, from that movie, they changed his abilities, they added them, they kind of reshaped the character. Well, that's
the actor that played him was, like, a stuntman.
Oh, yeah, he's been in everything. He was Darth Maul.
Yeah.
He's a physical actor for Darth Maul, but they dubbed the other actor's voice over his.
Wait, didn't something weird happen with him? Didn't he work for Nickelodeon? No.
Right.
No, wait.
Not that I saw
in... Darth Maul actor controversy.
It's like, he has a very basic name. It's like Jay something or Mark something or...
Was it the voice actor or the actual actor? This was the controversy. No, it wasn't anything.
Okay, so we're good.
It wasn't anything...
Because he's cute. And I've always liked him.
It wasn't anything problematic, except a video was posted to his Instagram account showing him receiving oral sex from his wife.
Oh, Jesus.
It was deleted.
Okay.
It was...
Okay, then there we go.
There was...
Some thing. Drama, there was but it wasn't... Thing,
but it wasn't because, yeah, he's
it's no Nickelodeon exec. Yeah. Level drama.
Okay, so we still like Toad.
Okay, thank God. Thank God.
Set a check.
Is it Tony Ray? What's his name? Or
it is
it's something, it's like two
Ray Park.
Ray Park. Okay, I knew it was there was a Ray in there and there was something very just bland about his name.
Yeah, so I'm sure a lot of what they created for him was because his physicality is just like why let that go to waste?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I love that.
Yeah.
I didn't know that was him. I totally
didn't
connect the two.
Yeah, he's in a lot. I went through his whole IMDb, and I was like, holy shit, he was the... Oh, wow, okay. Good for him.
What a career to have where you're always dressed up and different.
Right.
And yet you get to play these iconic characters.
Exactly.
Like Death Maul or Darth Maul and all this stuff, where...
I prefer that, because I feel more just like I'm actually playing a character.
Instead
of just like someone that looks just like me, I'm worried about how like my expression is going to come across. Mm-hmm. I feel like it would be like a nice little comfortable guise.
Yes.
And you can let go a little bit more than...
Oh, totally. I think you'd become the character a lot more.
Yeah.
To go through that metamorphosis to become them. Yeah, like all the creature character actors like on Buffy.
Yeah.
Stuff like that. Because a lot of those were the same guy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know, also the same guy. Never, they were on a rant about this. Because I have not seen Deadpool 2 yet. You know, I know it's been years, but whatever. You know me, I'm always late on everything. But Ryan Reynolds plays Deadpool and Juggernaut. Juggernaut is completely CGI.
Yeah.
Again, I didn't know that he was even in the movie.
He is.
But... Initially, what happened was that they just needed dialogue to be recorded for Juggernaut, so Ryan Reynolds just did it.
Oh, he did that
from
scratch.
And they were going to hire another actor to do it, and Ryan jokes that because of budget constraints, please, it's a fucking Marvel movie, what fucking budget constraints? But they had like a $150 million budget, they're fine. But I guess they just liked his delivery, and they just pitched down his voice.
Yeah.
And for the actual face model, they used the director's... They scanned the director's face, and they CGI'd it to be the face, so it didn't look like Ryan Reynolds. So, I was like, oh, that's a fun little piece of...
I had no idea.
Yeah, I learned a lot yesterday when I was laying in bed doing nothing. Not working for me is doing me great for learning things in the world. Of things that really don't matter.
I think, unless I am mistaken, that's also how the voice of Stitch was cast.
Really?
One of the writers, or one of the writer-producer got, like, the team that made Lilo and Stitch. I believe that is also the case, is that he was just kind of laying down some scratch just to, like, get it in as they're animating, and everyone was like, no, that's the voice. You're the voice.
That's so funny.
All right, everybody, thanks for listening. Be sure to check out our sponsors and our show notes and save some money by using our coupon codes. Until next time,
goodbye.
Bye.